one of the real premises, and it's really an important premise, and it really is valuable, and it changes everything, of integral theory, is the idea that reality consists of both exteriors and interiors. And interiors exist in living things, human beings, animals, on down, actually all the way to atoms. Atoms have interiors too. They're part of this sort of holonic, nested building block of what is indeed life that culminates in the human being. That's the most complex living form we know of, at least in the cosmos. And this is, if you want to follow along a little bit in terms of the actual theory, you can go to the email that comes from me. It's actually from Maestro, but it says from Jeff Salzman. And it's your reminder email. And at the bottom of that email, there's a link that links you to the quadrant diagram. And I don't want to get into a big quadrant teaching, but this movie really hits something that's important, and that is machines aren't conscious. Machines consist of terribly complex, granted, exteriors, but there's not a shred of consciousness there. There's more consciousness in one atom than there is in all of the programs in the world put together and anything that will ever come of that. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just an important distinction. And it's something that we see really a lot in emergent culture, particularly like the Ray Kurzweil movement, the singularity movement. And I hesitate in a way to criticize Ray Kurzweil because I actually think he's a national treasure. He's one of the great predictors of technological advances. I don't know what his record is, but it's off the chart in terms of predicting the amount of computations per second. And you go to his website, and what was the headline today? I wrote it down. I thought it was really cool. Yeah, today's headline on KurzweilAccelerating Intelligence.com. And that is, death can be erased if humanity makes the right move. And that's, you know, where he sort of jumps the shark, if you will, by conflating complexity with consciousness. And the idea is, and this is sort of a long-term mystical idea, that integral sort of rearranges. And that is that evolution evolves into matter, and then life, and then soul, and then spirit in a ladder formation, when what integral theory says is that all of those go all the way down. And this is the four quadrants of reality. And if you want to look at those, my interior self, my sense of meaning, my sense of destiny, my sense of values, my thoughts, my emotions, those are not reducible to neuronal activity in my brain. Now, there have been people really all through history that have, what we would say, collapsed one part of the quadrant system into the other. So you have people who, you have these people in the New Age who think that everything is the interior. The world is made up of my thoughts, of my own intentions. I can actually manifest the parking space, for instance. And there are people who, and of course there are schools of spiritual practice, the Chittamatra Buddhism, the mind-only schools of Buddhism teach that. And there's actually an important truth to that. Reality is a function of what's actually happening out there, that is the exteriors, what's, you know, in motion, the people I meet, the circumstances of my life, whatever. And then also how I see them, and how I relate to them and what meaning they have. And so we have people who want to collapse, as I said, everything into the interiors, into the mind. And then we have people who want to collapse everything into the exteriors and say that really consciousness is a product of neurons in the brain and that there's really nothing other than consciousness is sort of an artifact or a throw-off of the complexity of the brain. And integral theory says that both of those things are online at the same time, and they're really, really important. So what's not going to happen, according to this theory, is that machines will ever become conscious. not in the way where they have volition, where they have intention, where they have creativity. What they will be is terribly complex and able to do super complex computations and all of that sort of thing. What might happen that is sort of sci-fi in the same way that her is that we would have what we might call transhumans. And this is a sort of a new philosophical movement that postulates that we will augment the human being with technology. So it's basically human plus. It's not creating consciousness out of matter, out of machines or computations. It's actually augmenting the human. And I think of my phone. 3 years ago, I didn't think about carrying a phone around. Now I wouldn't be without it because it gets me any information I need. It's like all of a sudden there's no information deficit. And that's really something. I think my trainer at the gym, Brett, here, who I work with, wears a Fitbit, which tells you how many calories you're burning and how far you've walked. And, you know, those will just get a bit more complex. Google Glasses, you know, where we'll just look through our glasses and see and call up whatever we want. This sort of thing will undoubtedly continue to evolve. And, you know, maybe at some point Ken Wilber sometimes talks about that we'll have the Library of Congress implanted in our brain.